That was the MasterChef song. And in case you haven't noticed, the popular TV show MasterChef Australia has returned to our screens. Few would argue that the cooking competition today is harder than ever, as contestants and show producers keep pushing boundaries to keep the audience of about 2 million watching. As Australians are treated to the gastronomic adventure, we thought we'd catch up with Julie Goodwin, the show's first ever winner back in 2009. She spoke to Adelaide Nung in the midst of a promotional tour for her new cookbook, which is called Julie Goodwin's Essential Cookbook.
Good name.
It is a good name.
Julie Goodwin, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you very much.
Well, the show that started it all for you has just returned on our TV screens. I'm just wondering if you remember the day you first walked into the MasterChef kitchen. I mean, was it all nerves for you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, the first day of auditions, which is just what we've seen this week on the telly, I suppose. I've never been so nervous in my whole life. Yeah, when I got in to see the judges, I was just, I have never shaken so hard in my whole life.
And I think we did see you shake quite a bit on TV, and we were all on tenterhooks right there with you. But so that memory is really fresh for you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you know now, you know, some of the things that you'd wish you'd known then walking into the MasterChef set?
Well, not really, because I guess the outcome's been what I wanted, so it wouldn't really change anything, you know. At the time, I probably would have preferred to have known a bit more, but, you know, with the outcome and everything, I mean, if I'd known more, I may not have ever applied because, you know, I didn't know when I applied that I'd have to live out of home and, you know, I wouldn't be able to go home to my babies every night and that sort of thing. So, you know, if I'd have known all that, I probably wouldn't have applied.
But it's been a good outcome for you, hasn't it? Was all worth it?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely all worth it. I'm so glad I did it. It's just been one sort of amazing adventure after another. I mean, I've opened up a cooking school, so I spent a lot of time, you know, fiddling around, developing recipes, trying new cuisines and learning how to cook them. So yeah, I guess it might surprise people to know that even, you know, all these years after my series, that I'm still learning. It's just a constant journey of renewal, really.
Well, it must be because this is now your sixth cookbook, I believe. Your new book is called Julie Goodwin's Essential Cookbook. I'm wondering how different it is to the other books that you've done.
Well, this is different in that it's a much bigger book. It's almost like a reference book for me. The sort of the reasoning behind writing this book at this time is that I have accumulated, and not just myself, but through, you know, generations of other people and other cooks that have shared insight with me and knowledge with me. I wanted to write a reference style book that I could hand on to my boys when they leave home, which, you know, they're probably not far off doing. They're grown ups now. And I wanted it to contain all the things that they need to know, all the building blocks of cooking. So from how to boil an egg right through to how to make choux pastry, I want them to have all of that. And also the go-to recipes that we have loved throughout the years. So, you know, if they want to know how to make mozzarella stuffed Italian meatballs, that's in this book. If you want your banana cake that you love, that's in this book. You know, it's just sort of the go-to cookbook that can sit on their kitchen bench and hopefully inspire them and encourage them to cook for and with their own family and friends.
Well, one thing I'll say I do really like about your book is that it's written in such a way, it feels like you're, you know, almost right there in the kitchen with us holding our hand. I mean, it's got buying tips, what kind of pan to use to get, you know, a certain effect, and the encouragement you need to keep trying until you get it right. So it's a very usefully comprehensive book without having to waffle through an overload of information.
Oh, I really appreciate you saying that. That's exactly how I try to write, you know, as if I'm sort of there giving guidance. And sometimes, you know, I'll even give a recipe that I'm writing to one of my kids and just say, you cook this while I sit here. And it's kind of the questions that they ask me are then I understand that those are the gaps in the method that I need to fill. Because I don't want people to have questions as they're halfway through cooking. I want the answers to all be there. So it's all about, you know, guiding. It's not about clever recipes that are too hard to do and too tricky to accomplish. It's about guidance and having success with recipes. And ultimately, what recipes are all about is sitting down together and enjoying a meal. So I want it to be as stress-free as possible, and I want the food to be as yummy as possible so that the people sitting around the table are happy and enjoying themselves.
And I'm glad you've put in as much insurance as possible, because you advise things like, you know, don't buy supermarket eggs. And I've never been advised that before. You have a particular reason for that?
Look, if you can avoid supermarket eggs, do, you know, find a farmer near, you know, if you live in that kind of area. If you don't, there's going to be somebody. If you have to buy supermarket eggs, they get the cage-free ones, get free-range ones. So the chookies that are happy give good eggs.
And desserts are a newer love for you?
They are a newer love. I'm, you know, having cooked for my family mainly, that's main meals, you know, that's the functional side of getting dinner on the table. And, I, you know, we weren't a family that had dessert every night. But, gee, they love it when I'm recipe testing desserts. And, of course, special occasions and friends and things you want to take somewhere, a dessert always goes over well.
Well, it's a fantastic book. I do remember having a conversation with Poe, though, who came in second place to you and has since done marvellous things as well. She was telling me off air that her publisher had told her that these days a cookbook is considered successful if people tried even one or two of the recipes. And this is out of 300 to 400 recipes that are in the cookbook.
You're joking.
Is that your understanding? It sounds like that's a surprise to you.
That's terrible.
I know. She was quite sad about that.
I want people to try lots of the recipes. That really shocks me. I mean, I have people turn up, say, I did a book signing last night and I had people come and buy the new book, but they were also bringing books of mine that they've had in their kitchen with the pages splashed and the corners turned down, and nothing makes me happier than seeing a cookbook that's loved and used.
Yeah, I'd say amen to that. Do you already have ideas for your next cookbook?
Look, I'm giving my brain a little holiday at the moment. That one was such a big one. There's almost 350 recipes in it. So, I'm just letting things percolate at the moment. I don't want to sort of churn one out for the sake of it. So I'll just let the little brain cells have a little rest and enjoy promoting this book and getting it out there, and we'll see what happens next.
Now, I know you're on the road quite a bit, especially promoting your current cookbook, but wondering if you make it a point to watch MasterChef. Is that where you get inspiration from? Is that where you relive your experience as the first winner of MasterChef Australia?
Oh, gosh, yes, I certainly do. I watch it and I do relive it. Like, my heart races, I cry with them. I totally feel for them the whole time. I'm plugging for them too, because I know how hard it is. I know how stressful it is and how much harder it is than it looks on TV. So, I do love to watch and to support and get on board with the whole thing. I think it's a beautiful show.
And if you could give advice to a contestant, what would you say?
Oh, gosh. I mean, each one probably needs different advice, I'd say, but as a general rule, listen to the judges. I was a small business owner, so I went in with a business brain, and the judges are your target market, and whoever is judging on the day, aside from those three, are your target market. So listen to what they want and try and deliver it to them.
I reckon that's spot on. There's also a very small criticism that I'm hearing nowadays. Some people are saying that the show's become a little bit too fancy, too high tech, and out of reach for home cooks. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard it not only sort of said, but I've had a few tweets directed my way saying, "Ha, no way you'd get on now."
which is absolutely true.
The level they're at the moment, and I can see why people go, "Well, I can't sort of watch that and then go and do it in my kitchen." But at the same time, I mean, what are they going to do? They can't go backwards. And I think that what they're showcasing here is the level of commitment that some people have had from watching MasterChef and from dreaming about being on there and having their food dreams realised. And so they've gone about learning to that level. I mean, that's extraordinary. I think it's wonderful. And I find it still very inspiring. And I think even though they've showed the most beautiful things in the promotions in the lead up, you're still going to get that human drama. You're still going to watch them struggle. You're still going to watch them cry and fail sometimes. And you're still going to cheer when they achieve something just marvellous. So, you know, I think it's still going to be fantastic television, even though we don't all have a thermoblast chiller in our kitchen.
And very thankfully, I gather for you, you get to watch all that drama now from a very safe environment in a comfy sofa or something.
Oh, yes, on my couch in my dressing gown with a glass of wine. I'm perfectly safe from all of that.
The queen of home cooks, Julie Goodwin, thank you so much for joining us.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
That was Julie Goodwin, as you gather, the first MasterChef winner with Adelaine Ng.